Runner Trucking.
Hey, is Ron in by chance?
Who's calling?
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
With Cardiff? Hang on.
Correct. Thank you.
Here's another truck stop trivia question from Faulkner Trucking. True or false? In 1968, the United States had about 2,000 truck stops, and today there are more than 6,000 U.S. truck stops. The answer next. Since 1988, we've worked hard to become the trusted and reliable source for your dry bulk freight transportation challenges. Our fully bonded and insured business.
Hello, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Tyler from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, not bad. Been busy.
Hey, there you go. There you go. I was actually just wanting to check in here. I had a meeting here with my underwriting department in about an hour or so. I just wanted to know if I should be expecting the paperwork to get in today or if you were going to still need a few more days.
I'm probably going to need a few more. I'm probably going to need a couple more days on it. I talked with my accountant and my consultant, another real good friend of mine that's if I had his money, I could light my cigars with $100 bills.
That's a good friend.
Yeah. And what we're a little concerned about on this is the no collateral, as it being
unsecured.
Yes, thank you. Yes, sir. That's our concern about this, is that there ain't no hidden stuff in there about me, you know, about personal guarantee or nothing like that on the title.
Yep.
We're a little concerned about that.
Yeah, no, and that's definitely kind of one of the reasons that people decide to do business with us. Yeah, there is no collateral when it comes to that, and that's why we kind of do charge usually a little bit higher interest rates than your average nationwide bank, and that's really the only difference there.
Another one of our concerns too is, like I kind of mentioned to you. What the hell is it? Oh, there you are. I cleaned my desk today. I can't find shit. Another one of our concerns was nobody for sure wants to tell me what the interest rate's going to be. I understand the point. They're being different packages. But we like to know. And I know, I think you guys told me you probably wouldn't know that we got the paperwork in. But that's one of our concerns, too, is what the interest rate's going to be.
Yeah. On the capital side.
And nobody's been able to tell us that.
Yeah, I know. And like Jeremiah kind of touched on yesterday, it's usually going to start on right around 10 cents on the dollar with the capital. And that's just because it is unsecured. But like he told you and he told me right after the phone call, you're not your average trucking company. I mean, you guys got higher sales than most of the companies we do deal with. Your credit's fantastic, as well as the time you've been in business. So you're definitely going to qualify for the better programs. But the only thing is, we just don't want to throw a number at you and you get super excited about it and we get back to you.
The thing is, I understand. There's a reason I always ask for a rough idea. I know you guys.
Yeah.
Down until the paperwork gets in. I'm not that kind of guy. I mean, if you tell me something, I expect you to stick with it. But if you give me a rough idea, I know what I expect. It could be higher or lower. And usually, But and then, how are they charging this interest? Daily, yearly, annually?
With the working capital, you could do daily, weekly, or monthly. And what it works is just whatever amount of capital you decide to take out, it's just that plus a payback amount. There's no annual interest or APR that we do here. You're going to know completely upfront what it is you're going to owe, and you can choose the structure on the programs. You can do a shorter term. You're going to get a lower rate there as well. The rate's also going to depend on how length of a term you use. With the capital, it's anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. So the shorter the term, the lower the rates. And like Jeremiah was telling you, halfway through however length you do choose, you can refinance, you can add on. It is a renewable source there, so you could add on more capital if you do need some more down the road. And once you've proven your loyalty or your risk factor, I should say, because that's all interest is. It's just a risk factor. Once you've proven you can make those payments, your interest is going to go down. You're going to be available for more opportunities for the programs that we do offer. And you're already going to get in some of the top tier ones that we have just based off the information you were able to give us yesterday.
So let's take a $50,000 number.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at 10 points, you're at 10%.
Yeah.
$5,000. They're not going to charge me $5,000 a month interest, right?
No. So your $5,000 is just your payback amount. So say you want to do a 15-month term on that $50,000, you would pay back the $50,000 and that $5,000 throughout the 15 months. So it's not accruing, it's not growing, and unlike most programs that actually penalize you for paying.
So if I pay it off in 6 months, I still got to pay $5,000. I pay it off in a year, I still got to pay $5,000.
So if you pay off early, we actually offer discounts on that. Unlike most programs that actually will penalize you for paying it off early, we actually will reward you. And depending on how early you pay it off will depend on how much of a discount you usually will get. Obviously, the earlier, the better you're going to.
If I stretch that $50,000 out, let's just a wild figure, 36 months, 3 years.
Yeah.
I still only owe $5,000?
Yeah, so we just do a payback amount. It's just a set amount that we do on that. And that's another reason why people like working with us. They know exactly what they're going to be paying back. They know exactly how long they have to pay it back. And it's a lot less stressful for you guys.
No disrespect towards you, my friend, because I think you're a hell of a guy, just like the way I've talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems odd, it being, if I stretch out for 36 months, I only got to pay $5,000 back versus...
Well, the thing is if you're going to do a 36-month term, you might get taxed with a higher rate. Or when I say rate, I mean a higher payback amount. It's not going to be $5,000 whether you do 3 months or 36 months. Depending on the length of the term, will depict... Also,
Is there any upcharge? Is there any dock fees? Anything like that? Any upcharge? Anything like that on this, Tyler?
Any charges
for loan fees, dock fees? Is there any charges up front on this? Or
no. There's no upcharge. There's no down payments you got to do. It's just like we said. We're kind of a secondary source here. So the only difference really from us is. The approval process, and we're able to get you the funds quicker, and you're going to be able to choose your terms, and like I said, you're going to know exactly what it is you're going to be paying back. And like Jeremiah stressed on you, we are a relationship bank, so we do want continuous business because we're not going to probably make much money off of one deal with you, and we want you for the long term. We want you to grow. We want to grow with you, so...
Well, let me get this stuff together, and that's going to be one of the main deals, how much the payback's going to be on something like this. And if we stretch it out, but, you know, I mean, when I turn to pay for it, are they going to give me an idea of what the payoff is, you know, in 6 months? How much
exactly. So as soon as we get that, as soon as we get that paperwork in and I can get it to the underwriting department, we'll get you whatever program and rates you do qualify for in about 24 hours, and you can choose the terms. I mean, if you want to make it a lengthier term, you can do that. If you want to make it shorter, and we'll give you the highest amount you qualify for, and if it's more than enough, you don't have to take that much. Like I said, you're going to have power to choose what you want, and if it doesn't make sense for the business, by all means, stick with what you're doing right now.
Well, I will. I think you know well enough to know I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to dissect it down, but...
Exactly.
That's going to be one of the kickers. Is actually what if so? Let's just say that $50,000 at $5,000 payback in 6 months. That's $833 a month in interest.
Correct. So, but halfway through that 6 months, you could refinance. You could bring on more capital if need be. You could pay off early if you had a bigger return on that.
That just means though. I mean, if we had another $50,000, that just means there's going to be another $5,000 in interest.
Not necessarily. If you've proven that you can make those payments, like I said, you're going to qualify for lower rates and better programs. So it only gets better.
About how much lower? You got any idea how much lower we're looking at on some of your customers you have now that's been good customers? Did it drop the quarter?
Yeah, I don't have specific numbers for what that would be. I'm not going to throw something at you that I don't know for sure. I could maybe talk to some of the underwriting department, maybe see what the average is on that, but... I don't want to give you any...
When you get a chance, do that for me, will you, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll try to get this stuff. I've been busy today. Yesterday I had a board meeting in Fresno, and so I've been a little busy. So I'm going to try to... And my accounting girls over there are pretty damn busy, too, because it's... should start slowing up today because payroll's all done. So maybe I can try to get it together today or tomorrow and get it to you. Then we can find out Monday or Tuesday. If not,
I was going to say, tomorrow I'll usually have my meetings daily around 2. So if you're able to get it in before then, the latest we'd have an answer for you would be Monday morning. So if you can try and do that, and I'll talk to my department and see what that kind of happens.
What is your underwriter seem to think? You telling me anything about my business, or did you go that far with it?
I haven't taken it that far yet. Once we get the paperwork, like I said, we'll get you some hard numbers for what you're going to qualify for, and that way we can have a serious conversation for what we can do for you.
Okay, buddy, let me see what I can do here, pal.
All right, man. It was good talking with you again, and hopefully we can get this paperwork going soon and start discussing some scenarios there for you.
Okay, pal.
All right. We'll talk soon. Have a good one.
Thank you, buddy. Okay.
Bye.